Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. A year and a half ago, the government of Ecuador passed a media law they said was aimed at reducing sexist and racist content and aimed at breaking up the country's entrenched media monopolies. But most journalists in Ecuador say the law has become a tool for censorship that has allowed President Rafael Correa to go after his critics. Here's reporter Ruxandra Guidi with our story.
It's 9 a.m. The sky is gray and drizzly in typically sunny Quito, but still there's a growing crowd of protesters here. They've come to lend support to Javier Bonilla, a political cartoonist nicknamed Bonil.
I think he's among the few left who can still express himself freely in the country.
Mildon Castillo Maldonado is a lawyer and a friend of Bonil's. The cartoonist has made fun of every Ecuadorian president during his 30-year career. But now he's in trouble for it.
Verdaderamente no existe libertad de expresión en el país.
We really don't have freedom of speech here because whoever bothers our president is persecuted. Our president doesn't like the truth, and Bonil has always given him the truth, with a dose of humor.
Y Bonil ha dicho la verdad con humor siempre.
Since Ecuador's media law has been in effect, Bonil and his paper, El Universo, have been hit with fines, lawsuits, and defamation charges by the government. Today, he's accused of publishing racist and classist content. A cartoon mocking an assemblyman is incompetent and corrupt. The assemblyman happens to be black.
Los derechos de las personas solamente pueden garantizarse a través de un debido proceso.
Bonil's hearing is being held at Supercom, the government agency in charge of enforcing the media law. His lawyer, Ramiro Garcia, calls this a sham trial. He says Supercom hasn't presented any concrete evidence against his client.
It turns out that the report that we have, the basis of these accusations and this trial, haven't been made public. In other words, we have no idea what we are dealing with.
Bonil isn't the first member of the Ecuadorian media to face retribution from the government for publishing content that it deems offensive. According to Supercom, there have been at least 200 fines and lawsuits carried out against media organizations and journalists. For 32 years, Diario Hoy was one of Ecuador's most respected dailies. But about 6 months ago, it stopped publishing due to pressure from the media law. That's what its director, Jaime Mantilla, says.
The communications law is terribly restrictive, not just to journalists, but also to the rights of their audience.
Mantilla says the government fined his newspaper for critical editorials and cartoons. And what's more, it stopped advertising with the paper. That turned out to be a kiss of death because the state is the country's main buyer of ads.
La ley de comunicación.
The law basically does away with freedom of the press in Ecuador.
But the head of Supercom, Carlos Ochoa Hernandez, doesn't buy that argument. Speaking at a press conference, he says the problems at Diario Hoy are not due to the law, but to poor management.
It's a bold statement, to say the least, that Diario Hoy pretends to blame the law for the failed administration of the paper. That's what led to its end.
A la suspensión de su edición impresa.
One of the law's biggest champions is Romel Jurado. He holds a copy of the media law booklet in his hand with obvious pride.
Bueno, esto ya es.
You think this law was the worst insult the government could have made towards Ecuadorian traditional media?
Jurado is one of the architects of the law and also a consultant with Supercom. He says the media in Ecuador would often publish offensive and inaccurate content, so the law was designed to keep outlets in check.
They weren't used to any kinds of control. They were omnipotent.
Jurado cites the case of a daily newspaper that got fined for publishing photos of half-naked women and sex-tinged headlines, or TV news coverage that failed to reflect Ecuador's ethnic diversity.
Really, do we think the media has no limits, that you can and should publish just anything? I think our boundaries ought to be rooted in our modern definition of human rights.
One thing the law has changed is radio. Before, 90% of radio frequencies in Ecuador were in private hands. Now a third of all frequencies are public, serving rural and indigenous communities. Some would say they're also serving Ecuador's president, Rafael Correa. He takes to the airwaves regularly to lambast his critics in both traditional and social media. Here he is going after an anonymous Twitter account that regularly mocks him. He's shooting back with his own sarcasm.
So should we go after the media anonymously and insult them? Isn't that what the free flow of information is all about? That's ridiculous. We need to take offense to this, and let's respond on social media.
And respond people did. Soon after Correa's comments, that anonymous Twitter account started receiving death threats and shut down. Meanwhile, the political cartoonist Bonil has escaped having to pay a fine. Instead, Supercom asked him and his paper to publish an apology, and they warned Bonil against more offensive cartoons. The next day, the newspaper put out a tiny notice on its webpage. "We're sorry if Bonil's cartoon offended you," it read. "But this doesn't mean we'll stop fighting the media law to the degree that we can." For Latino USA, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in Quito.
And we had some questions about how our reporter, Ruxandra Guidi, has dealt with this new communication law herself in Ecuador. To get her take on the situation, Ruxandra now joins us from Quito. Welcome to Latino USA, Ruxandra.
Thanks, Maria.
So the law seems quite confusing in a lot of ways and very slippery, but give us a sense of how you, as a journalist who was trained in the United States and is now working in Latin America, has it affected you at all in the work that you've been doing?
You know, I haven't felt any censorship in my own work in the sense of me being fined or being criticized by the president during his state broadcast show, where he often does criticize journalists. But I have noticed some self-censorship, which is actually pretty scary. You know, I got here and I was asked, one of the first stories I was asked to do was about the communications law. It'd been maybe 3 weeks since I got here, and I was on a tourist visa and had applied for my journalist visa. And I have to tell you, I was pretty terrified. I thought, what if I do this story that is taking a look, a deeper look at the media law, and then I won't get my visa? So I found myself really questioning my work and who I should talk to, whether I should like tell people that I plan on staying here. And I think that happens a lot, at least with international journalists. But in the case of Ecuadorian journalists, I think they have a lot more to fear from this law.
Supercom feels a little bit like, you know, Big Brother and the Matrix. So in the end, were you to be called in and questioned for any of your reporting, who decides exactly whether or not something has crossed the line? And is that line very clear for you as a working journalist down there?
It's not very clear. I mean, the law was created about a year and a half ago with the idea of reforming the quality of media, which sounds like a lofty goal, really. There was the argument that there is a lot of sexist, racist, classist, and sensitive content in Ecuadorian media, and that this law would basically democratize media and make media companies accountable for the content they put out. But the truth is that a lot of journalists, the minute they cross the line in the sense of criticizing the government, affecting the public image of the government, or criticizing President Rafael Correa, that's where usually Supercom goes after you. About 2 years ago, right around the time the law was established, a journalist who was a very outspoken critic of Correa was actually pulled out of his home in the middle of the night, and he was charged with defamation. So anything could happen, really.
So you have a situation where, let's say, 50 or so government employees are deciding themselves that something is racist, sexist, classist, that it has crossed the bound. It's not like they're responding to people calling in and saying, this is offensive. They're just kind of deciding on their own?
It can go both ways. Complaints can come from citizens. That was actually the point of the Ley de Comunicación, is that it makes, at least the way it was framed, is that it makes citizens, it makes Ecuadorians accountable as media, but also it makes the public responsible. It demands the public to respond to media and to say what's right or what's not.
So, Ruxandra, do you find yourself kind of thinking like, okay, someone from Supercom is definitely going to be listening to this interview that I just did with Latino USA. Are you wondering if every little piece of work that you're doing, or are you convinced that it is being scrutinized by Supercom to see whether or not it should be censored?
You know, I do. Mostly because I know they're very active on social media. That's one place where I'm very active as a journalist. However, on the other hand, there's, you know, I've gotten together with journalist friends here, and we all agree that as far as English language content goes, the government doesn't seem to have very good tabs on, or at least not unless you're a very, you know, you're a correspondent with the AP or Bloomberg. So I don't know. It's hard to tell. I mean, I did notice to some degree a little bit of self-censorship where I was really afraid and I was concerned what might happen, whether I might be able to get my journalist visa or not. But, you know, I try to see it in the way that I see my journalism anywhere, whether there's censorship laws or not, is if I am reporting the truth, if I am being fair and objective to the degree that I can, as in my training as a journalist, then I have nothing to worry about.
We know you only report in the truth. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Ruxandra, and stay safe.
Thanks, Maria. Great to talk to you.